You say I got to love my neighbor. Well, now really, who would you say my neighbor is?
Who are my neighbors? Tune in to Out There to meet some of them. Out There airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 in the afternoon with me, Ruthie Woodring. Come with me and my recorder to meet people and plants and think about ways we can share the world. That's Out There every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on Valley Free Radio. Get out if you can. But if you can't get out, tune in. And that's today. Thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday, December 2nd. Dwayne Rainey and I are here in the studio today.
Hello. I still can't wait to hear that first interview with a plant.
You have to listen really closely and imagine for those. And I just want to say this: you're listening to WXOJ 103.3 FM Northampton. And also streaming online at valleyfreeradio.org. Today's show, do you have any stories of the week, Dwayne?
Stories of the week? No.
Okay. Well, today's show, the biggest part of it is I went to the Sunday evening Climate Action Now march and rally. People marched from Northampton High School to City Hall in the dark and cold, but it was a lively thing. So I have about 25 minutes or 30 minutes of edited clips from that event and a few little interviews. I also have a low-key story narration of my bike ride from downtown Northampton to the Northampton Community Rowing Site north of Damon Road on the Connecticut River.
It's like a nice place to fish.
Probably. There was a great blue heron that was fishing there when I rode up yesterday.
I mean with worms.
For human beings, you mean?
Yes.
So, let's see. So, I guess I'll just start playing a couple interviews from the Climate March. Maybe I'll say a few more things about it. It was organized by Climate Action Now. The main MC of the evening was Marty Nathan, a resident of Northampton. She's also a doctor in Springfield, and I see her walking all over town, often with her dog, sort of walk-trotting, doing errands and stuff. But here's some clips from the march. What part of trying to stop climate change do you feel passionate about?
Transportation. Let's redesign our transportation system so that it doesn't use carbon fuel.
Mm-hmm. Can you share some more of your vision?
mass transit. Mm-hmm. Instead of every car with one person in it would mm-hmm. be a huge step forward. Mm-hmm. And you with your bicycle, that's another step forward.
A garden, a harbor, a home.
I'm in support of the Citizens Climate Lobby, which is advocating that every drop of fossil fuel that comes out of the ground has to be taxed and that that money gets passed on to the people of the country or of the world. And eventually that will make producing fossil fuels way too expensive.
Climate justice!
Alex, why are you here tonight?
I want to see a lot of change.
But not the climate.
But not the climate, yes. Well, somehow I always tend to focus on transportation issues, but they are really just a small part of the issue. I think sort of the connection with greed and capitalism and changing that, so cooperatives and trying to create a system that doesn't incentivize consuming more than we need.
Can you say something about food, agriculture?
Food and agriculture. 2015 was the year of soil building and figuring out how to sequester carbon in soils. I think that was the UN year of that, of soils. And then the Northeast Organic Farmers Association, NOFA, had their 2015 conference, and they focused a lot on soil building and how you can both improve soil organics and soil matter at the same time as sequestering carbon back into the soil. So there's a number of things in agriculture right now.
It's part of your role and all that.
What else? I tend to think more, too, about the labor side of things and wanting to find justice in agricultural labor.
So as a farmer, are you, like, scooping up soil and throwing carbon underneath it?
We plant a lot of cover crops. That helps improve soil quality and, you know, basically organic practices.
So those were a couple of pre-rally interviews, and
I thought you said you didn't have your bike.
Well, I walked my bike because I didn't want to have to ride it back.
You didn't want to walk back to your bike.
I mean, because I didn't want to walk back to Florence. I know it's the same kind of mentality.
That's what I
that
said.
People
you said no. I'm gonna chain it up at the high school.
Anyway, so the rally part is starting, and it starts out with a long list of people who were involved in the organizing of it, which I was thinking at first I was going to clip out, but then I thought it was pretty cool to just hear how many different groups had come together on this.
Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. This is more than our wildest expectations.
How many?
I don't know. 200. I guess 300. What do you think?
230. That's what I heard.
And I'm going to now thank the individual groups who were a part of this, and it's okay to yell and scream when you hear yours. Climate Action Now. Pioneer Valley Mothers Out Front. Earth Ministry Team of First Congregational Church, UCC Amherst. Invest Our Pensions Now.
Nice.
Smith College Center for the Environment, Ecological Design, and Sustainability. UU Society of Amherst Green Sanctuary Committee. Divest Smith College. Congregation B'nai Israel Tikkun Olam Committee. American Friends Service Committee. Yeah. Northampton Committee to Stop War. Yeah. The Unitarian Society of Northampton and Florence Climate Action Group. Yeah. Hampshire College Climate Justice League. Yeah. Peace and Justice Committee of First Churches. Yeah. Northampton High School Environmental Club. Yeah. Social Justice Commission of the Episcopal Diocese of Western Massachusetts. River Valley Co-op. Beit Ahava Reform Synagogue of Greater Northampton. The next Social Justice Committee. Abundance Farm. Edwards Church. Haydenville Congregational Church. Jewish Community Center of Amherst. Brayground Minion. Northampton Friends Meeting. Engineers for a Sustainable World. South Congregational Church. Social Justice Commission of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish. COP21, the 21st Conference of Parties of the countries of the world that have tried for over two decades to get a climate agreement but have not done it yet. This is probably our last best chance to get such an agreement, a binding agreement that will mean worldwide cuts in carbon emissions. That agreement was blocked in great part by our own government, influenced by the fossil fuel companies and their profits. Those forces still refuse to allow any climate legislation through our Congress. But we have a chance for a historic agreement that would mean the beginning of coordinated struggle to combat climate change in the worldwide level and stop the chaotic storms, droughts, fires, floods, and sea level rise that it brings. However, we know, number one, that we would have never gotten here without the pressure from us, the grassroots. That agreement will not be enough. The cuts promised at present by the countries of the world taken together will still lead to a 6-degree centigrade rise. Catastrophic global warming. A catastrophe that will mean the extinction of life on Earth. So, we must fight for more than they are willing to agree on. We must fight for implementation on anything that is agreed upon. And we must fight for justice in the process of transformation. Green development, adaptation for the poor of the world who are those most at risk, and redistribution of the massive wealth disparities. We're just beginning. Put your marching boots back on December 12th. We will be in Boston. For tonight, we want you, this is going to be open mic, I will shut up very soon. We want you to answer a question from your heart. Think about this. What do you want the negotiators in Paris to allow to be saved and to be created? Because this is not just a disaster, it is an opportunity in the face of climate change. Think about this. Come forward, find Tina Ingman, she'll line you up and speak at the... Great, Francis Crowe is here. First, because there are so many of us, think only 2 sentences, okay? No more.
Except Francis.
I want food safe, so let me... Eat it local only. Go to Cereals, yes. State Street, and yes. The Farmer's Market at Smithville on Saturday morning, 9 to 2. All local food.
Now, for the Northampton High School students, please.
Hi, everyone. We're here representing the Northampton Environmental Club. And as the young generation of the world, we feel that it is important to rally on this eve of the Paris Climate Conference to encourage our world leaders to make the best decision they can for the future of our planet.
Yeah. We urge all youth and any other members of this community to not only believe in climate justice, but also to take action to ensure a better future for the Earth and its inhabitants.
We are the generation whose breathing will be affected by pollution and whose cities will be destroyed by rising sea levels. This is an issue we cannot ignore. There is still a chance to make a change, but only if we take it. The time to act for climate justice is now.
Hi, my name is Irvine. I just want to say, if that question about what the negotiators should decide seems a little too big, try something really simple. What do you want to save in the face of climate change? What do you want to save? You don't even need 2 sentences for that. I bet you could give me a word.
Let's think about the non-humans too, okay?
Yes.
Hi everyone, my name is Manny Pintaro. I'm a member of Faith and Justice Committee on First Churches. And I think what we should ask for is stop rocking. No more fracking for those people, for the 1%. Say it, no more fracking!
No more fracking!
Thank you.
Claudia Lefko, Northampton. Something people don't think about is that war is the number one polluter. The weapons of war, the airplanes, the bombs that fall on the planet, it eats up our budget. So I want here to remind us that stopping war is part of saving the planet.
Hi, I'm Gabi. I'm a part of Divest Smith College. We're a network of Smith community members, student-led network of Smith community members, pushing our board of trustees to align our money with our morals by divesting our institutional endowment from the fossil fuel industry. One thing I want to say with these climate negotiations is women, which is part of Smith's mission. Did you know that women globally are 14 times more likely than men globally to die from a climate catastrophe? Shocking. Yeah, so maybe a women's college shouldn't be profiting from an industry that exploits women disproportionately and affects women disproportionately across the globe. So, if you'll do me a favor, just for a little support, on the count of three, I would love if everyone could join me in chanting, put your money where your mouth is, divest Smith College. One, two, three.
Put your money where your mouth is, divest Smith College.
I want to save our Commonwealth. We need to stop the pipeline. They're going to put it through conservation areas.
No, they won't.
They're going to bring frack gas to export to other countries. It's not going to help our energy situation. Stop the pipeline.
Stop the pipeline!
Stand in front of the bulldozers!
Don't let them do it.
Now we will have a song from Sarah Kirtle. I'm representing the people here from First Congregational Church of Ashfield.
We need to wake up.
We need to wake up.
We need to wise up.
We need to wise up.
And do it now, now, now.
We need to build a better future. And we need to start right now. So here's the whole thing.
We need to wake up.
We need to wake up.
We need to wise up.
We need to wise up.
We need to open our eyes and do it now, now, now.
We need to build a better future.
And we need to start right now.
Not live again.
We need to build a better future. And we need to start right now.
Make it greener.
Make it greener.
Make it cleaner.
Make it cleaner.
Make it last. Make it fast.
And do it now, now, now.
We need to build a better future. We need to wake up. We need to wise up. We need to wise up. We need to wise up. We need to open our eyes and do it now, now, now. We need to build a better future. And we need to start right now.
Let's play it again.
We need to build a better future, and we need to start right now.
From Belgium.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton. This is Out There. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. I've been playing a clip from the Climate Action Now, I guess that's what I'll call it, a march and rally that happened Sunday evening here in Northampton. Went the march went from Northampton High School to City Hall, and then there was a rally on the steps of City Hall. So I've just been playing clips from that. The mic was opened up to the public, and people were encouraged to say a couple sentences about what they hoped to save in the face of climate change. And also just thinking about the climate talks happening in Paris this week. Dwayne?
Yes?
Do you have any announcements you'd like to share?
I seen today, like, on Facebook. I frequent that on occasion. that Chris Christie, governor of, New Jersey? He was doing an interview on CNBC. And they asked him about climate change. And he says, well, he didn't believe anything that the scientists said. It's not a crisis, because if it was, he'd be able to feel it in his gut.
Huh. Uh-huh.
The only thing he feels in his gut is all the free meals that he's getting while he's still running for president.
If you say so.
he said, the scientists, they don't know what they're talking about. If it was really something bad, I could feel it in my gut. It's not a crisis. So, speaking of guts, designers and dreamers create edible homes at the 4th annual Gingerbread Build, a benefit for Pioneer Valley Habitat for Humanity. Florence, November 20. Oh, no. That's not right. Saturday, December 5th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Eastworks Building at 116 Pleasant Street in East Hampton, Mass. So, if you want to build some gingerbread houses, go there.
All right.
There's not a... Oh, yeah. You can contact Amy at pyhabitat.org or just pyhabitat.org for further information.
All right. Should we mention that if people build gingerbread houses, that I think stale gingerbread houses are quite tasty?
It's gingerbread.
So, yeah, give us a call if you need any help eating them afterwards.
Yes.
anything else, or should I go on to the should I go on?
Well, the 55th annual ski and skate sale.
Oh, that's right. When is that?
It's Saturday, December 5th, so you can get some skis and skates and go build a gingerbread house. The Smith Vocational Agricultural High School from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's 80 Locust Street in Northampton, next to Cooley Dickinson Hospital.
Thank you, Dwayne.
You don't let your kids play in the toilet. That's what it's like when pet owners don't pick up pet waste. Irrigation and stormwater can carry this pollutant to storm drains and retention areas where our children play. Do the right thing. For yourself and your community, pick up after your pet. Bag it and properly dispose of it in the trash. Remember, only rain in the storm drain. Brought to you by Stormwater Outreach for regional municipalities. Visit Storm at www.azstorm.org.
Would you like to save money on your home heating and electricity bills? MassSave makes it easy. MassSave is the Commonwealth's home energy savings program. How does it work? Start with a free home energy assessment. A trained energy specialist will visit and recommend improvements that are best for your home. Affordable improvements such as adding insulation can mean deep savings year after year. A free home energy assessment can be arranged by calling 866-527-7283 or by going to www.masssave.com.
All right, so we're going to go back to the climate rally and speakers from the crowd.
Circling the world.
I'm Ruthie. I live in Florence. I want to save the fun in fighting climate change. Who thinks it's fun to ride a bicycle? Yeah. Save the bicycles!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ruthie is a pedal.
I don't say that myself.
And we need young people up here. Come on!
Anybody want to say something? Do you want to say something?
Please. This is your speak out. Carbon fees work in the state of California, in the province of British Columbia that have had carbon taxes. Carbon emissions are down, green jobs are up, and the tax money has been returned to the citizenry. So it does not raise the taxes of the average person.
There are bills in the legislature for a carbon fee and rebate. Call your representative.
Hello, I'm Cleo, and I want to save the air. I want to save the water. I want to save hope in human beings that we can make a difference and make the planet better.
That bonds with worker movements fighting for $15 an hour, that bond with movements that are fighting for the lives of black people in this country. Woo! Woo! The police for the abolishment of prisons and what else can I throw in there? I'd like to see intersectionality. Thank you. Woo!
The tide is rising, and so are we. The tide is rising, and so are we. The tide is rising, and so are we. This is where we are called to be. This is where we are called to be. The tide is rising. The tide is rising, and so are we. The tide is rising, and so are we. The tide is rising, and so are we. This is where we're called to be. This is where we are called to be. This is where we are called to be. The task is mighty. Task is mighty, and so are we. That task is mighty, and so are we. That task is mighty, and so are we. This is where we are called to be. This is where we are called to be. Is holy,
and so are we. The land is holy, and so are we.
The land is holy,
the land is holy, and so are we.
Where? This is where we are called to be. This is where we are called to be.
The storm is raging.
Storm is raging.
College with Mount Holyoke and Smith that started women's education. More recently, same-sex marriage began right here in places like Northampton and across Massachusetts. We've been able to start movements here that make a difference.
Oh, Mother Earth, with your fields of green, once more laid down by the hungry hand, how long
Fighting climate change for you?
The funnest part?
Yeah.
It's probably trying to figure out new ways that we can make our city more green and you know, get away from fossil fuels, including divesting our pension funds from fossil fuels.
I'm glad you think that's fun. That's a good thing you're the mayor.
It's fun. It's a challenge anyway. It's a big challenge, and we feel like we're doing our part, putting our shoulder to the wheel here at the local level and hoping that our leaders across the world will do their part.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And can you tell me, you know, your thinking behind kind of opening up the microphone to people?
I thought people needed to talk. Actually, this was not my idea, to be very honest with you, because I hadn't thought what we were going to do. But somebody said, let's just open it up, that people will have a better idea. People need to talk about this because this is very painful, and it's something that they need to own. And by speaking about it, they own it, and their commitment, I'm sorry, Chuck, their commitment is greater.
You ready?
You were great. I was really glad.
I'm like, so in one sentence, what's the funnest part of fighting climate change for you? This is my recorder.
No, it's not.
Rick, you're kidding.
The funnest part is being around people like you.
We always look like you have fun.
I do.
Speedwagon.
I do. You know, it's the earth is a wonderful place. Let's keep it this way. Okay.
Would you like?
That last clip was with Marty Nathan, one of the key organizers of the event, the Climate Action March, that those clips were from. You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJ, 103.3 FM, Northampton. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring, on Out There. This is Out There. Airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5. Democracy Now! Will be coming up at 5 o'clock. I wanted to make a couple more comments about the Climate Action Rally that I just played clips from. One was, you might have noticed, it was a pretty lively crowd. I clipped out so much screaming and cheering and hollering, but I think partly because it was cold. We were all cold. You know, sometimes you're cold and you get the jitters. You just want to scream. Ah!
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it was really great to be there. And what else? There were some funny ironies of it, like the ironies of the car horns honking in support.
And they weren't Prius, all of them.
Or
Bolt.
Yeah, a lot of enthusiasm for justice. Also, though, I want to note, it was a pretty white, fairly well-off looking crowd. But it was great to be there.
I saw a woman the other day. It was one of the nicer days this past week. And she's like, oh, look at this weather, global warming, as she's hopping into her car.
Well, yeah, transportation is one part of the picture. Wait, did you have something to say, Dwayne?
You want me to read another public service announcement? Or are you running short?
You can if you want. I have another series of clips. I'm going to, you know what? We'll be back in just a minute with some more clips.
Would you like to get lawn mowing, dog walking, or French lessons without opening your wallet? Believe it or not, you can, and much, much more. Valley Time Trade members earn time dollars by helping other members. One time dollar is 1 hour of service. All services are valued the same, and no cash is involved. Give services you want. Get services you need. To learn more or join, go to valleytimetrade.org or call 413-585-0373.
I know. I have a story from this week. I was doing downtown trash, and this older gentleman comes up to me with a little backpack over his back, and he says in this real sort of like gentle voice, "Oh, it's the bike trash people. Oh, I really like your setup. I have a bicycle. I have an old Fuji. Oh, and now I have a aluminum frame. I'm going to put all kinds of new components on it." And so I said to him, "Oh, where are you going to get the components?" And he said, "Oh, God will provide." And I said, "Oh, yeah, well, it's kind of like that. You know, things just kind of come sometimes when we need them." And he said, "Yeah, I have an outdoor living situation, and I wanted a coal stove, and now someone offered me a coal stove." And I was like, "Well, how are you going to pick it up and get it to your place, wherever you're staying?" And he said, "Oh, I have a car, but God spoke to me, and he told me I look better on a bicycle." I thought that was very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
God spoke. He's doing a lot of talking lately, I'll tell you.
He or she.
Or just not to the right people.
All right. So the next series of clips I have, I think it's about 14 minutes. I was basically just kind of talking to myself, so I hope it's not boring. But it
was. We haven't played the clip yet?
No. Easy there, Dwayne. So this was a little bike trip I took yesterday morning from downtown Northampton to the north side of Northampton. And it's just kind of things that came up along the way. And you'll meet the security guard at the Coca-Cola plant. Well, not really security guard, the gatekeeper. And, well.
How much water do they use?
Let's go.
It's a cold and gray Tuesday morning in downtown Northampton. The Silverscape time and temperature says 32 degrees at 9:12. It's not supposed to start raining till 10. So I wonder what will happen if I take a bike ride north and go up to where they're building the new rowing center on the Connecticut River north on Damon Road. One of the great parts about a bike ride in Northampton is the rail trail system. I just came out of a meeting at City Hall. It's the monthly bicycle and pedestrian subcommittee. We get updates about the bike and pedestrian infrastructure plans. So now I'm passing behind the hardware store, and now behind the old Leah Honda place, the brown fields that the city uses for putting snow on in the winter for piling it up on. Yesterday when I was coming through here, the fire department was having practice exercises, and the path, which is down the slope from the parking lot, was covered with lots of puddles of water. Now that it's 32 degrees and was colder overnight, it's got a few ice patches on it. And then the path keeps going, and you can turn by Taco Bell and hit King Street, or you can keep going straight. It's a little gravelly. Oh, shoot, I just lost my box of goods from Deals and Steals. Oh, soy milk display on the path. So anyway, you ride between the fence and behind McDonald's and Taco Bell and Hess's. There's some old tents and trash left back there. Then you get to the end of the fence by Walgreens. Yes, there the fence ends. You look both ways, up and down the railroad tracks, and you carry your bike across the tracks and across a little footbridge that someone built with some boards missing, and through the hole of the chain link fence on the other side of the tracks, where someone has taken a railroad tie and big steel railroad mounting plates and made a little, like a walkway out of them to cut through the other hole in the fence. And then you can cut out Bradford Street to Industrial Drive. And then you get to the Coca-Cola bottling plant, which reminds me, thinking about bottling water, with or without additives, reminds me that I wrote a little letter to Nestle Corporation this morning. Duane was reading online about all the different brand names under which they bottle and sell and market water around the world. So while he was doing the research and saying how corrupt it was, I was like, well, I might as well just write a letter right here now. So I whipped out the notebook and a pen and said, Dear Nestle Corporation. You know, actually, they're based in Stamford, Connecticut, not far away. I guess they're U.S. based anyway. Dear Nestle Corporation, my boyfriend and I are reading about how much control your company has over water resources on this planet. This seems counter to democracy, kindness, and creating better systems for sharing the planet. It also seems really arrogant that you would think it's okay to value the financial position of your business over the ability of others around the world to have accessible drinking water. I'm so sad that I live in a world where those with a lot of money can convince others to buy anything. Water in a plastic bottle, trucked in from who knows where, that costs 100 times what water out of the tap costs, that is shipped with gravity and no packaging? Please, how about you talk about the myth of bottled water so people have a chance to have fresh drinking water? Thank you. Ruthie Woodring. Probably won't change the world, but it made me feel better. I'm sure it didn't do any harm. Anyway, some of those same sentiments could probably be applied or sent to Coca-Cola. Here comes the truck in now. I wonder what that truck's got in it. I don't think they truck in water. Well, they comes in city pipes and then it goes out in trucks? I don't actually know. Is there a listener that works at the Coca-Cola plant who wants to tell me what happens here? So I don't have the time to go inside and ask, do I? Maybe I do. There's a sign here. It says, visitors, that way. Well, I'm a visitor. I'm a visitor. That's me. I'm going to follow the arrow. Aha! Looks like there's a security gate that they're waiting to get through or something. Stop. Visitors and vendors must sign in at guardhouse. Hi.
Hello.
I saw the sign that said visitors that way. I wasn't planning on being a visitor, but I'm doing a little radio show for the community radio station. I just wanted to ask someone, I'm curious about, like, what the trucks have in them. Does the water come from the Northampton City water supply? And then the trucks, like, they fill up the bottles up with the stuff and they take it elsewhere?
So I'm not allowed to answer any questions like that.
Okay.
That would have to be directed to, like, the HR department, and sadly, if you don't have an appointment, I won't let you in.
What's the best way to contact them for an appointment?
Probably be via the internet, coca-cola.com. You'd actually have to go through the Atlanta office. They're the ones they're the main office, and they're the ones that do the appointments for all subsequent offices.
Okay, thank you. All right, talk to Atlanta. They should put that on the sign. Visitors, by appointment only. So you take a right on Damon Road. You might as well just get right into the middle of the lane right now, because you're going to make a left turn as soon as you cross under the interstate. You don't want a whole line of traffic on your left, passing you on your left when you're trying to turn left. Right before you get to Mock's Convenience, the sign says the Lane Construction Corporation, and it also says Northampton Community Rowing. Maybe it's open for visitors. But then the first sign on your right says, private property, no trespassing, no soliciting, no loitering, violators will be prosecuted. But I guess that just means if you're trying to go into River Run Apartments. So you pass River Run Apartments between there and the interstate, and then, oh shoot, there went my soy milk again. I have a bungee problem. Anyway, I was just going to read the next sign, which is totally overgrown with vines. It says, public welcome. All visitors must report to main office. That's the old Lane Construction sign. back in the days of Lane Construction, we depaved our driveway in Florence. We had, I think we calculated, we had 9,000 pounds of crushed asphalt that we broke up. We just did it by hand. It wasn't very hard. We invited some friends over and had a work day with a sledge and pick and pry bar. Dug it up, put it into a big 9,000-pound pile. And then over the course of the next year, we took that 9,000 pounds little by little on the bicycle trailers down here to Lane Construction for asphalt recycling, repurposing. And unfortunately, like the last 300 pounds of it, it was just kind of like the dregs, some loose gravel, some loose broken up asphalt and stuff. We didn't get around to doing that till a few months after we'd done the other stuff. And by the time I got around to taking that last 300 pounds, I loaded it up on the trailer and I came down. The key word is down. Down, down. Down to Lane Construction. I got down here. And the sign said that Lane Construction was closed. And the chain link fence was fencing it off. And there I was with 300 pounds of asphalt at the bottom of the hill. And I thought, oh no, I am not taking this back up to Florence. No. So I unhitched the trailer, and I left the trailer right there with the 300 pounds of asphalt, and I rode away, and I said, I cannot deal with this right now. I'm too tired. I quit. So I rode away. I thought, I'll come back later and deal with this. Anyway, eventually, well, I had a route to do, so I did my pedal people route first, and then later in the day, I came back and hitched up the trailer and lugged that 300 pounds of asphalt back up to Florence. And eventually, we took it out to Willard's Construction out on Ryan Road. But anyway, Lane Construction. Is it closed? Well, as soon as I repack my soy milk situation, we'll go see. Is there any Lane Construction or is it all Northampton Rowing? So you keep on riding down the road. There's a chain link fence on each side with lots of vines and shrubs, autumn olives and elderberry growing through the fence and on both sides. Rusty barbed wire on the top. Here's an old trailer from a tractor trailer, and you can barely read in the faded paint on the side of the trailer. It says, "Soften the blow." And then there's a picture of a tissue box with a tissue coming out of it. And it says Vanity Fair. There's elm trees that are growing up alongside the trailer. There's other abandoned trucks, a pickup truck, abandoned I-beams, and roll-away containers, all rusty and old and overgrown, sitting amongst mounds of grassy earth and weeds. Looks like it'd be a fun place to explore. Oh, here comes a truck that says Lane Construction on it with the lights flashing. Oh, I didn't know if it was still active. All right, there's two signs on the chain link fence, and the chain link fence is open. One sign says Northampton Community Rowing, and the other sign says private property, no trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted. Police take notice. The Lane Construction Corporation. Oh, the truck is backing up.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Excuse me.
What's the matter?
Oh. The Northampton Community Rowing thing, is that, like, accessible, or...?
Yes, it is, yeah. Just keep going and stay to your left. You'll see the Quonset hut over there. Yeah, you can
okay.
Go right there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I thought he was backing up to tell me to get out of here. All right, lots of activity at Lane Construction. Wow, trucks and flashing lights and highway barricades and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I followed his directions, and here's the Quonset hut, and here's a sign that says Northampton Community Rowing. And then a paved road going down to the Connecticut River. And across the river you can see Hatley. There's the great blue heron that just flew away. Now down by the river where there's bluffs and big oak trees overlooking the river. And a little more quiet. I'm not surrounded by cars and trucks and things zooming around. I feel more safe and like I belong. Where the docks are, you're looking at the beginning of the Northampton-New Haven Canal. It started here At one point, State Street was the canal, and there was a canal house on the corner of State and Route 9 where St. Mary's Church is. And there's actually an old memorial plaque there that says it used to be the canal house. Now for transportation, you can hear the interstate, which goes north-south along the river. Some airplanes just flew overhead to the Northampton Airport. The train tracks are between the interstate and the river. Lots of smaller roads. Occasionally a boat in the river, but I think it's more recreation than transportation. And then, of course, there's walking and biking. And it reminds me of the Bike Ped Committee meeting that I just came from at City Hall. That's a little snippet of history and transportation, and I just hope we can speak up and put resources towards transportation methods that'll help us be healthy and support a healthy environment. Uh-oh, and now the rain is starting, and I'm running for it. Did I mention running is an important part of transportation?
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Out There on Valley Free Radio, WXOJ LP 103.3 FM. You can hear archived editions of Out There at weatherbeard.com/out there. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Democracy Now! Will be up at 5 o'clock. And a few more things I want to mention. Let's see, on Saturday, this Saturday, at the, I believe it's at First Churches at 1. Oh, don't quote me on this. Look it up somewhere to confirm. But
get a website.
That's the thing. You know, you can like do a web search on anything. You can probably find it. There's going to be a talk from a woman in Springfield who works with refugees and resettling refugees. I think she's going to talk about how you can host Syrian refugees or maybe any kind of refugee. So that's going to be at First Churches on Saturday. I think First Church is Saturday at 1, I think. You know what? In that little clip I played, I talked about the Coca-Cola plant a little bit. So the Coca-Cola plant in Northampton, it processes Coke's, their fruit juice lines, or so-called fruit juice lines. It includes Honest Tea and Minute Maid. I was looking online, and I read an article that said something about the headquarters in Atlanta were unresponsive to journalists' requests for interviews. So then I didn't feel so bad about not being more, not putting more energy towards trying to actually speak with someone there.
They don't want nobody to know.
But I will say again, if
How about
anyone,
Nestle's in California.
but if any listeners do work there, I'm curious. Maybe they can get me an in. You can talk to me about what it's
sneak
like to work
there. Sneak her a pass.
A what?
A pass.
Yes, give me a pass.
You know what you do? You go in there, and you have a clipboard and a pen, and you just look around and hit the clipboard. And you can walk anywhere that you want.
All right, Dwayne, I nominate you because you can play the part.
Yeah, right.
All right.
And well, get cuffed.
That about does it for today. Thanks for listening. And I'll be back next week, I think, unless People Power Radio is...